Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, so the town feels that we, as a union, we're involved in a work slowdown from January 15th to February 5th due to our ticket numbers being, I guess, lower than the average in that time period over past years. So the supervisor decided that under Taylor law, he was going to conduct an investigation. This investigation did not include interviewing any officers. It did not include any due process, really, for the members at all. And then all of a sudden, we get letters in the mail saying that we're being charged for every day that we didn't write a ticket. We're being charged 2 hours of pay through that period. So the money has yet to be withdrawn from our account, but they did say that they're going to automatically be withdrawing it.
And I'm looking at pictures of the letter that you received. Now, I'm just going to list off a couple different dates here. January 15th to January 20th, and then between January 20th to the 26th, and then February 1st through the 3rd. So there's three different periods here, but there's a pretty substantial gap. Are the people seeing the same thing here, or are all these dates pretty much aligned with what other people have gotten?
Oh, no. We've got everyone ranging from getting a letter for one date, one day that he didn't write a ticket he is getting fined for in that period, up to, I think, 14 or 15 days. And a lot of those gaps, I was in training. We were all in training through that period. We were switching from our 40s to our 9mm, so we had 16 hours of mandatory training per officer. So that actually brought the road down to minimum manning. But that's where you see the gaps is in that and our regular days off and any other trainings that we were engaged in. But I will say that is inaccurate, because there was a day on there that they're charging me for that I actually wrote three tickets that day. So I don't think this was a very well thought out investigation on the town side.
And that was going to lead into my next point here. They were saying that, if I'm not mistaken, from what Imager was saying, is that the union has at least 20 days to come to the table and talk with them, or I guess appeal these. Is that correct from my understanding?
No, we have, and I believe it says it on that second page of that letter, but we have 20 days to respond to him. So we have our attorneys working on responses. I can say through that period in question, it was heavy snow the entire time. I'm sure you remember, it was a couple months ago. The town ran out of salt. We had almost 2,000 more calls for service than we did in the same time the previous year. And one other thing that they're they're overlooking is the amount of warnings we gave. I mean, we were still out stopping. We're still out enforcing the vehicle and traffic law. It was just given the weather, given the amount of additional calls that we had, and given the lack of manpower on the road because of training, we found ourselves advising people more than we did writing tickets. This town clearly feels that there is a ticket quota. They're putting that out very clearly when they're charging us for not meeting their daily quota. So it's disheartening for us as a union to be sued by our own town that we show up every day to protect and serve.
One of the points that Eminger was stressing when I had talked to him was that he's doing this because he has to, according to the law. He didn't really have any wiggle room deciding otherwise. What's your take on that?
I think that's ridiculous. I think it's ridiculous to even say that he didn't have wiggle room. What he did was he accused us of staging a strike. We showed up to work every day. We answered our calls. We protected and served our residents. We didn't write enough tickets for him. So what he had to do was not accurate. He chose to do this. He chose to investigate us. He chose to accuse us. And then he chose to fine us without due process.
Moving forward from this, what is the union planning to do either as far as a response or, I guess, overall plans?
Well, as of right now, we're going to respond back to Supervisor Eminger's letters. I highly doubt he'll take any of our responses into consideration, so the fines should be pretty much what they are. Beyond that, we filed our rebuttal with PERB, which is the Public Employees Review Board. That's where this is eventually going to sit at that court. We're waiting for a date from PERB. When PERB finds in our favor, the town is going to be responsible for reimbursing us this money that they took out of our checks.
All right. And just to wrap this up, is there anything about this in particular that maybe I didn't ask or something that you think would be important for our listeners to be aware of?
I do want to say that the outpouring of support that we've gotten from the residents of this town, from other police unions in the area, from the state police conference in New York, it has been tremendous. We really appreciate the support. And I can't see us coming out anything but victorious out of this.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.